So we finished all the different girsaot yesterday of Modim Dirabanan. And we noted that some say you say all of them, some say you say some of them, and that you shouldn't bow too much. Right, that was what we said, and right, and we had ended off with Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Chazal Yavid Bahad Kadein Chardona. Right, that's what we, the last thing we did. Right, that Ella calls my Tamar Hashem Yichamocha. Right, that you shouldn't be like a Chardona, this animal. The Chardona. Right, that was what we left off. Right, is don't be like the Chardona. It bows but leaves their head up. Right, because that is right. Your head is not participating. Your head has to be part of the bow. So now the Gemara says, once we're talking about Kol Atzmote Tomar Nashem Ichamocha, Milta did Chanan Barba Pliga. Chanan Barba's Psak disagrees. The Chanan Barba Amar Lechavraya, because he said to his friends, the Tamid Chamim, Namer Lechon Milta Tava de Chamit Larabavit. I would like to tell you something wonderful. Well, this is what we're up to, right? We're in the middle of the Amar. Yes?
Yeah.
Something wonderful that I saw Rav do. It was so amazing that when I told Shmuel about it, he kissed me.
Yeah.
Right? on my mouth. He was just so excited when I told him. Baruch Ata Shocheach. When he said Baruch Ata, he would bow. But Asker Hashem, I is okay. But before he said Hashem's name, he would go up. This was like earth shattering. Shmuel Amar Anamir to Taima. And what's the reason? Hashem Zokef Kufim. Because God straightens the bound, and therefore it's wrong for us to say God's name while we are bound. Wow. Oh, amazing. Amazing. I mean, it's beautiful. It's never quite clear to me in the Gemara what it is. Like, people just, like, certain things get them so unbelievable. Like, this Torah. Like, I've had those moments in my life of, like, things that were so exciting. Okay, anyways. No, not particularly. I don't know. Amar Rabbi Ami. I should come up with, like, what were the things? Oh, that very technical, you know. Oh, Amar Rabbi Ami. Lo mistabra elam shmi nachadhu. He says, no, it's based on the pasuk in Malachi. Right, and Rabbi Ami says no. Right, you're supposed to be based on the Muslim Malachi in a humbled state for God's name. So therefore, that doesn't make sense. Why would you specifically be in a non-humbled state for God's name? So the Gemara says, right? So the Gemara says no. Amar Rabbi Avon ilav iktiv bishmi nachadhu. If it is a bishmi nachadhu, which would say that when you say my name, you're in a like a lower position. Yo, you'd be right. But liktiv ela mipnei shmi nachadhu. But it says mipnei shmi nachadu, which means kodem al shelo hizkir Hashem, before you said God's name, kvar nachidhu. Right? That's when you were in that state, but you were already standing up by time you get to Hashem's name. Now, the Haredim understands this totally different and assumes that this statement that Chanan Bar Ba is arguing is going all the way back to the modem stuff. And basically, he's saying that the tzibor was bowed throughout, and Chanan Bar Ba is saying, no, you should stand up, right? He's going back as a corrective on that you shouldn't, the tzibor shouldn't be bowing for all of Modim. And the Gra has yet another interpretation, and he says that this is going back on Rabbi Zera's position, that he would wait for the Shliach Tzibor. Right, when he says Modim Dirabanan, right, and the Gra said that Rabbi Zera felt that he would remain bounding for all of Modim Dirabanan, and Chanan Bar Ba is arguing on that. Okay, fine. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Natan Mishem Richam Rachanina, Mais Bechajal Yoter Midai Veviru Rabbi. There was once someone who bowed too long, just too much, and they kicked him out from being Chazan. Goodbye. Now, obviously, this, the Torah assumes that this is only the Shliach Tzibor, because in general, we find only by Shliach Tzibor that we're that harsh. But the Rambam and Tosafot would actually say, no, it's everybody in the Tzibor, right? No. When I see people bowing too much, I'm like, this is just heresy. Goodbye. Get out of my shul. Out!
out.
Yeah, he was just bearing too much. Who knows what he was doing, but not when he should. Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, I am Maver. Amar Le Rabbi Chiyah Barba, lo avim Maver El Goyer. Right? Rabbi Chiyah Barba said, Al Takzim. He didn't kick him out. He just yelled at him. He didn't kill him. I just yelled. He just yelled. It's not something that's so bad. Right? Like, when we suspect heresy, like, you know, you're not willing to save the Laminim, fine. For that, we kick you out. But you bow too much, we just yell at you. Don't worry. Don't worry. Hey, whoa, 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 whoa. That has escalated fast. Okay. Fine. So then the Gemara goes back to the brachot. Elu brachot shbolchem ben baruch. These are the brachot that start with baruch. So the Gemara says, kol ha-brachot bolchem ben baruch. Most, the assumption of a normal brachot starts with baruchat Hashem. V'mayta brachot smucha l'chaverta. But if it's a brachot which is adjacent to other brachot. Now, as we'll see, the simple understanding of this of brachot smucha l'chaverta is only when brachot are definitionally next to each other that it changes the bracha. Right, that is the, as we'll see in the sugya, that seems to be what it is, that when you have two brachas that are always next to each other, that changes whether the second bracha starts with a baruch. But if you happen to say, like, shahakol, right, you don't now say, oh, I said shahakol, and now I'm saying a bracha that erased the girsa of the bracha. That's not how it works, right? Nevertheless, there is a tradition from the Maharam Mirutenberg, which is very problematic halachically, and yet many people are makbid on it. But it does seem to go against the simple pshat on the sugya, is that he wondered why Tfilat HaDerech didn't start with a baruch and only ends with a baruch. And therefore, he would say, yes, you should have food. You should make it a brachas smucha l'chaverta, and you should have an apple. And then there's all types of dionim, but wait a second. If you have an apple, then you bite the apple, that's a hefsik. Now, not a brachas smucha l'chaverta. Where the simple problem with this whole position is that they're not instituted. I remember when I was in camp many years ago, the learning, that person who used to have the staff shear was like, ah, and that's why you shouldn't say a bracha rishona, you say a bracha chrona, you should say an alamichya. Okay, but simple pshat is, as you'll see, that it's about bracha that are put together by definition. Yeah, fine. Okay, so kigon kriyat shema. So, for example, the birchot kriyat shema, where the second bracha already, you don't say a bar. It doesn't start with a baruch because it's the second bracha on a unit, right? Ein po utvila and in shmona esrei, each bracha doesn't start with a baruch. The first one, but after that, they don't, right? Ein po chinven v'baruch. But now the Gemara says, wait a second, is this really a rule? I can give you a list of brachot that seem to be smucha l'chaverta, and yet you do start with baruch. So, for example, I didn't read the last line there, and I turned the page. Rega. Oh, stop doing that. No, no.
I know. It's really nice.
This is where the app can be a little annoying, yes. Hare Geula. What about Geula? So this is very interesting. That the way the most Mepharshim assume, they say, what is Geula? Is the bracha? Nope. That's what you would have thought. Except most of the Mepharshim assume it's the bracha of Geula of Hallel, the first half of Hallel at the Seder, right? Asher Ga'alanu, right? Because they assume it's not Gal Yisrael and Shmoneh Esrei, because we already said, right? That isn't Poteach Ubarach, right? So they say, what about Gal Yisrael? And the reason was, right, the way the Mepharshim say it is that in general in Hallel, you do say a bracha, which is Ligmor et Hallel. Right? That was the minhag, as we have in Masechet Sofrim. So why don't we say it in this first half of Hallel?
Why can't you say the question is from Shmoneh Esrei?
Right.
What?
Because we already just said that. Well, no, because it fits the rule.
What?
It fits the rule.
No, because I saw so the first one starts to start with the baruch. So if it's the
first one starts with the baruch, and after that, none
God
of them. Why would you ask about the middle of Shmoneh Esrei? Come on.
You know, if God Yisrael is the first baruch of Shmoneh Esrei, you said it's like.
No.
A part of like,
but it's clear, but look at the next line. Right, so the Gemara is asking, this one, it's not a bracha smucha l'chaverta, right, meaning, interestingly, it's not asking, right, it's saying, this one isn't a bracha smucha l'chaverta, and yet, you don't start with a baruch. So what's the Gemara's answer? Shnayehi. The Gemara of Yochanan Halom Shavit HaGnezet Yatzah. The reason is because it is sort of samach lechaverta. One second. Wait, did I get this wrong? One second. Sorry, it's the other way around. It does start with Baruch. Why does it start with Baruch? Isn't it... Right. Sorry, it's the other way around. Right, it isn't a Baruch HaSmuch L'Chaverta because we used to say Ligmor to Hallel, and then we would say Asher Ga'alanu. So why do we say Baruch? And the Gemara's answer is because it's not... because... if you said Hallel in Shul, then you wouldn't say Ligmor to Hallel in, right? Because you would say it Friday, right? Seder night, like we still have a minhag in many shuls, right? To say Hallel in Shul on first night of Pesach. And if that's the case, then Asher Ga'alanu, you wouldn't say Ligmor to Hallel because you already said it. And therefore, it wouldn't be a Bracha Smukhla Chaverta. And therefore, but again, what's the point? Bracha Smukhla Chaverta isn't it happens to be next to a Bracha, because it might be that you didn't hear it in Shul. Didn't say it in Shul, and you do say Ligmor to Hallel. But the point is, we didn't institute the bracha as a bracha smukhla chaverta, because you aren't always saying Ligmor to Hallel, and that's why you start with Baruch. You would start with something else. Right now, of course, Tosfos tries to get into the problem that in the minhag many communities nowadays is some kilot say Hallel and Seder night at Shul, and some don't. But even the ones that don't say Ligmor to Hallel, right? They don't or Likro to Hallel in Shul, right? So Tosfos tries to deal with this problem in Brachot Yudalid. So he Dafka has a long discussion of this Yerushalmi. Okay. What about the end of the bracha? We do say Baruch Ata Hashem. Why do you need that? Right, because once you start with Baruch Ata Hashem, why do you end with it? Amar le shtayim heina, because there's two themes. Achat labav, achat l'shaavar. You're thanking God for the gula in the past and davening for gula in the future, and that's why you have two brachot to capture the double theme. Now, I will point out that there's huge girsa problems here, that this follows one girsa. However, the Charedim follows the Ramban and the Ran and has a different girsa here, which is Vahasofa, that it's not asking about Gal Yisrael, it's asking about the second half of Hallel at the Seder. Right, which is why do you have a second bracha there? And what they're asking is that what they're saying is that the first two prakim at Hallel are talking about the Gula of Mitzrayim, and therefore that's one theme, and therefore it requires its own bracha, right? That being the part at the end of Magid. And then Hallel at the end of the Seder is about davening for the future, and therefore it has its own bracha, right? That's really what it's asking, right? Is that these aren't two parts of the same Hallel, they're actually fundamentally different themes, and that's why you have brachot for both of them. No, Asher Ga'alanu is the past. That's those who brought him. Correct, but it's on that unit. It's on that unit. No, end of Hallel meaning the end of the Seder. Right? This is one unit, and Asher Ga'alanu is talking about the themes of the past. Well, Asher Ga'alanu was the one at the end of Magid. Right, those two prakim are about the past, so the bracha captures that theme, and then all the bracha we have at the end with Hallel and Yishtabach and all that stuff is different. Okay, so the Gemara says Hatevon Harei Avdala. What about Havdalah? Right? The bracha of Havdalah itself, you start with Baruch, even though it is the last in a unit of Agafen Ner Besamim. Right? Yes? Remember Havdalah? Yes. Shnayehi Dimar Barbav Zavda Rebbe Yamim Vefarzah. He says, yes, but you don't actually have to do it that way. Right? Meaning, if you wanted to, you could say Eish, not Allah Seder. You could say Yayin, not Allah Seder. Right? And Rebbe used to just scatter them. Right? When he would get Besamim, he would say Abracham Besamim. When he had Eish, he would say an Eish. Meaning, it doesn't need to be said in a unit. And therefore, even though it happens to be said in a unit, it doesn't have to be. Right, and again, that points to the idea that brachas mechaverta is at a rule of how is it instituted, not like did you happen to. Choser kol on alakos, and therefore it's not a brachas mechaverta. Okay, Reb Chiya bar Rabba ben Mechanson, but he notes that Reb Chiya Dafka wouldn't do it this way. Now that doesn't mean he thought you couldn't, but he would always try to say it together. So the Gemara says Hativon arei nevarech. What? Yeah.
But Hamavdil would also, but Hamavdil would always be said last, right?
Correct, but the other bracha might not be said immediately prior to it, right? And therefore, it's not always some. That's the point. What about Harei Nevarech, right? The beginning of, right? Nevarech Shachalnu Mishalo, which is amazing that the Gemara is conceptualizing that as a full bracha, and therefore it's saying that the beginning of benching shouldn't have Baruch, which of course tells you, amazingly, that the Gemara views that little thing of Nevarech Shachalnu Mishalo as a full bracha. Yes, David?
Wouldn't it be better, like, the way that I think it was, you know, the rabbi who said that you should do it like in whichever one comes to you first, because in that way you're more zuzin makdimin. Because
unless you think that it's meant to be a unit, in which case, right, it is reason. What do you mean? I run to get all the stuff and say Havdalah. So the Gemara says, now you tell me what the Gemara is going to answer going to be. What's the Gemara's going to answer? So that's not the Gemara's answer. The Gemara seems to actually accept the notion that it's a full bracha. The Gemara's answer is that it's not intrinsically connected to benching. Why is it not intrinsically connected to benching? Because you sometimes eat without a zimun, right? Shnayahi, shemayu shnayim yoshem ochlen, shein and umr nevarech. We only have two people, well, they don't have a zimun, right? So harei hazan et akol. So where it says, what about the first bracha of benching? It starts with baruch. Why does it need to end with baruch also? Right, so you see that the Gemara is mixing and matching questions here, not just what needs to start, but why do we start and end, right? The Gemara is mixing and matching here, and the Gemara's answer is Kasha, I don't know. The Charedim has a totally different read of the Sugya, and he says, no, this is what it's saying. It's asking, when is something considered a bracha smucha lechaverta? And he says, Zimon is smucha lechaverta, because it's always next to Hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, right? Isn't that one unit? And therefore, birchat hazimon, right? He's asking the opposite, which is, I'm in the middle of a shir, but come here, right? He says, right, his answer is actually the opposite. It's even more extreme in thinking that, that Zimun is a bracha, right? It's doubling down on the notion that Zimun is a bracha. He says, why, how dare you say Baruch Shachal Mishalau? Right? It's not a bracha. No, it's a bracha, and it's a bracha smuchaverta of Hamotzi, and therefore you shouldn't say Baruch Shachal Mishalau. How dare you? Right? And what does the Gemara answer? No, it doesn't always exist. Right? It's not. And therefore, it's not samuch to hamotzi, because not every time you have hamotzi do you have a zimun. You always have benching, but you don't have a zimun. And then, now, according to Charedim, what is the next line? Fine, but hazan and hakol is always next to benching. Right? And the Gemara, and you'll tell me, well, no, it's not. Benching is different than hamotzi. Well, guess what? According to Charedim, it's such a good kasha that, which, correct, which is amazing, because what the Charedim is telling you conceptually is that, right, hamotzi and benching are a unit, right? Or like a fundamental conceptual unit, because obviously they're not actually samuch. Your meal could go on for hours, right? But he's telling you that on a conceptual level, well.
Yeah, but that.
Um,
but
sanof doesn't mean time-wise.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. The Gemara doesn't seem to care about that. That's the Gemara's next line. Harei atov v'hametiv. Fine. The fourth bracha of benching, atov v'hametiv, starts with baruch atah. Why? It always comes after the third bracha of benching. Shanayahi. So the Gemara says, that's different. Why is that different? Demar avuna mishin. Because that's their abundant that came later, and therefore it's not an intrinsic part of benching, right? And it was instituted later. Yes, I understand that according to Charedim's read, Hatova Meitiv is less a part of benching than benching is linked to Hamotzi. I do understand the conceptual thing, okay?